Nome, 5K criminal aliens removed from sanctuary city Los Angeles by Trump's enforcement actions. By Bob Price on August 27, 2025. Federal law enforcement officers and agents made their 5,000th arrests of criminal aliens in the Los Angeles area on Tuesday, according to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. The law enforcement actions in the illegal alien sanctuary city led to the removal of gang members, child predators, and murderers, she said. Criminal alien 5000 was identified as a convicted drug trafficker and aggravated felon from Mexico who had been previously deported. Precious lives saved. Families protected, Noem wrote in a post on social media. American taxpayers spared the cost of their crimes and the burden of their benefits. Today, at DHSCOV made its 5,000th arrest in Los Angeles. That's 5,000 criminal illegal aliens, gang members, child predators, and murderers taken off our streets. Precious lives saved. Families protected. American taxpayers spared the cost of their crimes and the burden of their. Secretary Kristi Noem, at @sec_noem, August 26, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security celebrated the milestone with a video posted to X showing many of the criminal aliens being taken into custody. Today, DHS made its 5,000th arrest in Los Angeles. 5,000 criminal illegal aliens, gang members, child predators, and murderers taken off the streets. This is just the beginning. Thank you, at CBP, Border Patrol, and at ICEGov. pic.twitter.com/djnk4b9td1. Homeland Security, at DHSCOV, August 27, 2025. Today, DHS made its 5,000th arrest in Los Angeles. 5,000 criminal illegal aliens, gang members, child predators, and murderers taken off the streets, DHS officials stated. That is just the beginning. DHS officials identified the individual arrested as number 5000 as Gustavo Garcia Miranda, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico. Garcia Miranda is a convicted drug trafficker and aggravated felon, officials reported. He first illegally entered the U.S. in 2008 and was arrested by Border Patrol for illegal reentry. If he is charged and convicted for illegal reentry after removal, he could face up to 20 years in federal prison. Today, the average family and individual that lives in this country is safer than they've been in years because of what you've done, officials reported in a message to SEC, Noem and President Donald Trump. In a written statement announcing the law enforcement achievement, Noem stated, American taxpayers spared the cost of their crimes and the burden of their benefits. Thank you to our brave law enforcement officers. Make no mistake, if you are here illegally, we will find you, arrest you, and send you back. Officials added, Secretary Noem has been clear. LA rioters would not stop DHS or slow us down. Our law enforcement will continue to enforce the law. Officials warned, anyone who lays a hand on a law enforcement officer will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, a reference to the increasing violence against ICE and Border Patrol agents. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.